Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour here on the live Saturday episode.
Number three.
The number is 603-283-6160. Comment on whatever you want. It can be the bank man fraud, the economic freedom of the world. We're also going to jump into inflation, which everybody knows is happening. Anybody that shops is certainly well aware of the prices of everything going up.
What bothers me the most about inflation is that it has always gone up the entire time I've been alive.
That's the plan. That's what they do.
I'm on planet Earth 50 years, and I don't remember inflation ever going down.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't happen.
For any period of time.
By definition, like, inflation doesn't go down.
The only thing, the
if
only
they
thing,
found that it was, they would act to stop it.
The only thing that I recall, like, some people look at prices and go, oh, that darn inflation, right? But, like, prices of things have come down, depending on the thing, right? Mostly unregulated or the least regulated markets are the prices come down. For example, big screen TVs.
Great example, yeah.
Right? Like
the manufacturing gets more efficient. Price comes down.
Yeah. Right. And so you'll see, oh, what used to be a $2,000 TV, now you can
$200.
Get it for $400 this holiday season or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing.
But when it comes to regulated markets, that doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. Right.
Well, and if the price wasn't going up, that $200 TV might be $100. Right?
Oh, yeah. Right. What amazes me right now is, like, I remember when everyone was losing their mind because it went from 5.9 to 6.7, and now everyone's breathing a sigh of relief.
It being the down. CPI, the government official manipulated number.
Right, right. Yeah, the completely nonsensical, but still.
Because it's quote-unquote down now to 7.1,
right,
is that right?
Right. Everyone was like, oh, no, it's up to 6.7, and now they're like, oh, phew.
Right.
It's only increasing over last year by 7.1%.
They're doing the same thing with the gas price, right? It hit spikes up to 4 and change, and now it's in the lower 3 range, so it's okay.
Look at how I brought down gas prices.
All right, so let's get into your story, Pekles. You had something about people at the, I don't know if it's the Federal Reserve or whoever it was, claiming that inflation was quote-unquote under control. Meanwhile, I think it was the produce prices shot up dramatically in just 1 month, one of the recent months, what's going on out there?
Yeah, this from naturalnews.com. Government inflation is, quote, under control, unquote, after produce prices jumped 38% in November and 80% year over year.
Whoa, yeah, because normally when we look at the inflation numbers from the government, it's a 12-month number, meaning 7.1% over the last 12 months is what they're talking about. Here you're saying it was how much in 1 month?
In 1 month, 38%.
For produce?
For produce.
So veggies, fruits?
Veggies, fruits, eggs, I think, comes under it.
That is shocking.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and that's the thing. Of course, it's all deeply manipulated, and they love it when they can be like, well, no, core inflation isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. And by core inflation, we mean the things that you can no longer afford and have thus stopped buying.
You'll pardon me for not being as shocked as like, everybody should be shocked. It is a shocking revelation. I'm just so, like, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Right? Everything is against you. More for them, less for you. Mm-hmm. You know, these things, the whole deck is stacked against everybody. If you're an individual just trying to make your way, trying to have a good life in this world, the entire deck is stacked against you at every turn.
Yeah.
At every
it's going to get worse.
And it is going to get worse. And if you don't start preparing for what's coming now, you are going to get left behind.
It wasn't long ago that we were at Market Basket, which is one of the cheaper grocers in this area. And I think they had a grapefruit for like $1.79.
Mm-hmm.
One.
For one grapefruit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, the year over year, the one that we usually focus on, 80.6% for that.
For produce.
Yeah, for produce.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is hyperinflation levels.
Yes.
Okay, yes, I just want to clarify. Generally, the government considers, government or whoever these economists are, they consider anything over 50% over a year to be hyperinflation level.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the situation is even worse for eggs, which are up an astounding 244% over the year.
Oh, man.
Now, the cause, we are told, is bird flu. Isn't it great how they can just tell you, oh, don't worry, that's caused by this invisible thing that our experts will tell you whether it exists in any given place.
We did cover a couple of articles where there were some of these, like, chicken farms, where they're like, well, yep, the bird flu, so we had to kill them all, right? And they basically just killed all the chickens or whatever, and so that's what they're basing this, you know, extra inflation on. But we know that it's quantitative easing. We know that it is the Federal Reserve printing up billions, trillions even of dollars and sending it to, like, I don't know, Zelensky, for example, and just otherwise injecting it into the economy. And they get to reap the benefits first because they know it's coming.
Well, and we know things like fertilizer are going up in price, feed is going up, gas goes up, and, of course, all the feed and the fertilizer goes on trucks. It goes from one point to another to get to the farms and things like that. So all of the inputs into what makes an egg, right? It's not just, oh, there's a chicken and there's an egg. No, you got to feed the chicken and you got to, you know, there's all kinds of other costs involved. All of those costs are rising because of the money supply increasing and also supply line restrictions and things like that from other countries like Russia, for instance, where you can no longer buy fertilizer from, et cetera.
And this sort of cushion that people have had, at least here in the United States, if not around the world, of this, you know, they blame it on COVID, but this rise in the adoption of work from home jobs, right? Anything that could be done at home now is being done at home, right? And this is a bit of a cushion for these businesses and consumers alike, right? Because now you're saving a little bit of money, right? Yeah. You're spending less for gas to go to work, you know, transportation, clothing, right? You're saving a bit of money. That's only going to go so far.
It's about running out, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think a big part of what we're confronting here is the little-known fact that the majority of your food is oil. Like, when you break it down on the calorie-for-calorie basis, you are consuming thousands and thousands of calories of oil for every one calorie of food that you take in. Because they are taking all of these petroleum products, they're turning them into the fertilizers that we need to grow that many calories of food. And the thing is, we don't have to be doing this and at the same time relying on that for all of our energy. Because we're not allowed to have thorium reactors. Now, we could. Right. We could very easily if they would just take the boot off our throats.
All the government has to do is get out of the way, and nuclear power could be affordable and powering every neighborhood in the country in short order, right?
Yeah. Safe, reliable, effective, and
cheap.
Yeah, cheap for the next 10,000 years. You just need to make sure it keeps working, and it just goes and goes. And all of that... No, we're going to we're going to consume a bunch of coal, we're going to consume a bunch of oil, a bunch of natural gas, just to keep us from freezing our butts off when we don't need to be doing this at all. And this is all stuff that, like, hey, this is precious. We need to turn this into food so we don't starve.
Wintertime's just getting started.
Right.
And it isn't even officially winter yet. And, I mean, we think it's bad here. Of course, Europe's got it even worse with their they were greater reliant on the Russian oil. But the fact that Russia is being sanctioned is going to harm the entire world's economy because the oil prices are going to go up.
That's absolutely right.
And natural gas.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you have a proxy war going on between the two largest producers of oil, that being Russia and the United States. Like, these are the biggest oil-producing nations in the world, and now they are refusing to allow there to be free flow of goods, so all of these prices go straight through the roof, so all the farmers are trying to cut down as much as possible and are frequently forced to cut down how much fertilizer they can put on their crops. So they're all seeing reductions. A recent survey of 15 Western states saw 74% of farmers were seeing a reduction in their output.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you seeing out there as you're going around doing your shopping compared to just within the last year? I mean, you're saying 80% up as far as produce prices in the last year and just 30%, what was it, November?
Yeah.
October? November.
Yeah, 38%.
So, yeah. If you want to share your experience, your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. And how are you dealing with this? It's 603-283-6160 is the number. We're on this live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live Saturday show. You can join join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about inflation, a problem that is facing anyone who basically breathes on the planet right now.
I was just thinking, wow, it really is Saturday, huh?
What do you mean by that?
You said it's a live Saturday edition. I was like, whoa, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. It is indeed.
It's been an interesting week having attended some of the trial and all that kind of thing myself in person.
You did, and thank you for that. The Crypto 6 trial is expected to resume on Monday. So if you're going to be up in New Hampshire or the New Hampshire area, come on up to Concord and join us. Unless there's something else that transpires between now and then, we are expecting to be back there at 9 a.m.
on Monday,
Monday morning.
I just have to say that I hate that building.
It's awful, isn't it?
It is. Oh, my gosh. It is sterile.
The worst church you've ever been
to. Soul-crushing. It is definitely a police state, no matter how you look at it. There are, you know, so many security guards there. You have to take off, you know, I almost got pantsed because I have to take off my belt to get in.
It's worse than the TSA.
It is worse than the TSA, and I've flown recently, too, so I can say that for a matter of fact.
Yeah, you can at least take your cell phone through the TSA checkpoint.
Yeah, you can't have your cell phone. If you want to take any kind of recording at all, you have to bring a pen and paper.
It's true. It's bad. So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops. If you want to join the show here tonight, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about inflation. And all of a sudden, people have something to say. We've been pretty much talking with ourselves all night here tonight, which is unusual for a Saturday show. But then now four of our phone lines have been filled.
Time for the speed round.
So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to let you know about Beard Talk Live, which is coming up a little bit later on tonight, just over an hour from now, actually, 10:30 Eastern time. Captain Peakless, and I believe Nobody is going to be joining you guys. Maybe Mark Edge as well, possibly.
I don't know. How fast can he grow?
But there will be people with beards on the air doing a internet-only version of something similar to Free Talk Live. The phones are open. Anyone can call in.
It's
you just guys
uncensored.
Talk about stuff.
It's us, but uncensored.
There's no pesky FCC to stand in the way. So check them out tonight. They'll be on our video streaming platforms.
And just one thing I really like about it is we kind of have to stop the conversation for commercial breaks. There'll be less of that in our upcoming format, which I'm very excited about.
Right.
But with that one, no, we just go for like an hour and a half. And if we get on a good enough topic, we will just keep going.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check them out tonight. It'll be on our Odyssey channel, which if you're not a subscriber of, you can go to video.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe there. Tonight at 10:30 Eastern, you can watch the video that's happening as it's happening at watch.freetalklive.com. And if you can't tune in live, just subscribe to our podcast. The full audio version comes out there, usually the next day or the next morning.
And thank you to everybody who's tuned in so far.
Yeah. The number one, by the way, files on our podcast. You guys are number one. Congratulations. You did it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So check it out. If you aren't subscribed to our podcast, you can find that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jimmy is on the line listening to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay. I've really enjoyed listening to you guys trying to blow smoke on all the problems of crypto all night. Here's the problem.
Huh?
I'm not a millionaire. All these millionaires lost money. Why do you think I'm going to put my thousands into there when all these smart millionaires lost all this money? It's your turn.
Well, you don't have to do
it. Why are you going to put your thousands in when all these smart millionaires what now?
Lost money. He's talking about cryptocurrency.
Well,
yeah, you've been
so here's the thing. I'll give you the answer. Yeah. That is, these smart millionaires that you call them weren't so smart. They committed the cardinal sin of cryptocurrency, and they left their cryptocurrency on the exchange. Mm-hmm. Never leave your cryptocurrency on the exchange. Cardinal rule, not your keys, not your coins. If you don't own your keys, if you are not in possession of your keys, then that is not your coins, and your money can be taken away from you at the whim of somebody else, as happened with FTX, the exchange.
Yeah, I heard a perfect analogy to this. So if you think of the exchange like you think of a supermarket. Now, when you go into the market, you bring your money with you.
Mm-hmm.
You buy what you're going to buy.
You
and when you leave,
out.
You take what you bought and whatever the rest of your money is, you leave with both of them. You don't just drop your wallet while it's in there. You don't hand it to the cashier and say, hey, look after this for a while.
Yeah, I'll be back for it later.
Yeah, which I think is sort of an outgrowth of the phrase custodial wallet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cannot have a custodial and a wallet. These are, like, that's not how it works. If it's your wallet, then it's yours. You can have a custodial account, for sure. And one of the things that this is really showing up is that, hey, you think that your money's safe in a bank.
It ain't.
It ain't.
Well, it's not safe from inflation. That's for damn sure. Wherever it is, you
have
a dollar.
It's not safe from inflation. It's not safe from a bail-in. Mm. If you're
that's
familiar.
Like a haircut, right?
Yeah, well, a bail-in is where they just say, oh, well, our country has too many debts, so we're just going to take like 10% of all of the bank accounts in our country and suck it up, buttercup.
Usually they call that a haircut in the terminology that I've seen, but yes, the same concept.
Well, so haircut's kind of a general term for any time that you lose money, and I despise that term because, like, a haircut's a good, fine, and decent thing. This
is stealing.
This is straight up stealing,
yeah.
And I mean, like, who calls it a haircut when you lose $10,000? Come on.
But look, Jimmy, the fact is cryptocurrency isn't right for everybody. I don't think we would advocate that everybody, quote unquote, get into cryptocurrency. It's really right for people that want to see money being put into the hands, or the power of money being put into the hands of the individual. If that's not something that you value, then you probably are better off sticking with the government-controlled stuff, like the PayPals and the debit cards and the credit cards.
Yeah, if you don't care that the USD loses value for you year over year over year over year, and you don't, you know, you want to put it somewhere else other than cryptocurrency, far out, solid, right?
Yeah, grab some gold and silver. That's always a good option, yeah, too. Are you against that as well, Jimmy? Just curious.
Well, if when you in Florida go independent and go to crypto, what are we going to do then?
What do you mean? What are we going to do?
Probably throw a big party.
Yeah, right. Be rich.
You'll have a lot more
wildest imaginations.
But you didn't answer my question, Jimmy. I asked you, are you also against gold and silver, precious metals, as an alternative to the dollar?
No, that's what I'm into.
Okay, great.
I mean,
sweet.
Yeah, I think those are a perfect combination, honestly. So, like, the thing about gold, it doesn't go through the phone lines. You can't text it. So, but it's perfect for, like, hey, you're in front of me.
Perfect for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful for that. They both have like, you don't necessarily get spied on. They both have the monetary properties that we're looking for, where you can't just print it into infinity.
I think they're complementary, for sure.
Absolutely.
Jimmy, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, that woman that calls from New Mexico, she bores me.
Sarah?
Thanks for the call. Guess who's next? Sarah's on the line in New Mexico.
It's as if he summoned her.
You're on Free Talk Live. Huh? Sarah, you're on the air, Sarah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm so stuck.
I like Sarah. I just want to say I think Sarah is in many ways more interesting caller than Jimmy, who has become a little more regular. I like Jimmy's calls because he's hostile,
yeah,
and he's not here to, you know, make anybody happy or anything like that, and I appreciate him for that aspect. But Sarah does bring up some interesting discussions sometimes, and I appreciate that. So, Sarah, what's on your mind tonight?
So our city, they want to turn abandoned hotels and turn them into low-income apartments.
Let's talk about it. Coming up here, more with Sarah, abandoned hotels.
Like California.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. And by the way, I apologize for the sound quality on our phones tonight. It's not Jimmy or Sarah. We've got janky internet out there that's causing the jittery sound on the phone lines. There's more coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Expect plane delays to build in the week before Christmas. FlightAware says Chicago's O'Hare International Airport is the hub, seeing the most holiday travelers. It looks like Christmas in New England. The National Weather Service says heavy snow is expected to impact parts of Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. A request by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to share a message of world peace at Sunday's World Cup final has been rejected by FIFA. Zelensky's office was offering to appear in a video linked to fans in the stadium in Doha and was surprised by the negative response, according to CNN. Argentina faces France in the final. The Minnesota Vikings overcame the biggest deficit in NFL history on Saturday with a 39-36 OT win against the Colts. The Vikings trailed 33-0 at one point. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. You touched on this a moment ago, Beakless, but we didn't really flesh out what you were saying. We were talking about how Beard Talk Live has this uninterrupted online format. You guys are going to be doing tonight starting at 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com. And if y'all want to take a break and, you know, grab a smoke or whatever it is, hit the bathroom, you can kind of do that anytime you want to, and you can kind of make it for as long as you want to, whereas on the radio we have this thing called a clock, and we have to follow that clock, and it has to be very precise because we have affiliate radio stations that need to play commercials at certain times in order to keep the lights on, right? Like, you've got to sell advertising to keep their lights on in radio and keep the transmitter on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, follow that format. But what you alluded to, what you mentioned there, what we didn't flesh out, I think deserves an extra mention, is that in just about 2 weeks from tonight, we are going to be throwing a very big switch on the radio version of Free Talk Live and also the online streamed live version as well.
I have like a mental image of Frankenstein. Flip the switch!
Yes, master.
That is going to happen. The last show of this particular format that we're doing is going to be in 2 weeks on New Year's Eve. And then starting on New Year's Day, we are going to be officially migrating back to our old original syndicate, which is called Genesis Communications Network. We're happy to be going back home to GCN.
Oh.
And at the same time, we're going to implement what they call a clock or a new clock for Free Talk Live. And we're going to be cutting out two of our four commercial breaks per hour. Just going to get rid of them.
50% reduction in commercials?
Well,
maybe? 50% reduction in commercial breaks because like the top ones are still going to be longer. But
yeah, so it's going to be an 8 minute per hour reduction in commercials.
Nice,
and that's going to be 8 more minutes roughly of talk time per hour.
For
and
you
so we're talking about an extra 24 minutes of talk time per 3 hour show. So we're talking about 20% more Free Talk Live actual show content every single night. This is a huge change. It's honestly something we should have done 10 years ago, but radio doesn't change quickly, unfortunately, which is one of the reasons why we're doing this, because, you know, there's a lot of commercials on the radio, and there's not a lot of commercials in online audio content, so we want to be more competitive.
Is Free Talk Live innovating in this particular instance?
I would say yes, generally. I mean, it's not to say that there aren't other shows on the radio that have a lesser commercial interruption format, but they tend to be overnight shows. So there really isn't anyone else in our day part that I've seen. And I looked around before, you know, I did some research to see, well, who else is sort of at this level of as few commercials as we can possibly get away with and still keep our radio affiliates, basically, because we had to cut their commercials, too.
Right.
We cut out four of the what they call the local commercials from the local stations, and we cut out four of our what we call network commercials where we run our advertisements. So it's an even Steven cut, so that's fair. And when all said and done, the local stations still get way more commercials than we do. We're down to 2 minutes of network starting on January 1st per hour. And I know this is like behind the scenes, inside baseball stuff, but it's
behind the kimono.
It is really important to, I think, make this change because new media is out there, and it's starting to eat old media's lunch. I mean, we talked about this earlier with television. People are leaving the old media. They're going to the new media, and that's because it's more available, there's more options, and there are fewer commercials. So I think the best thing we can do for the future of this show on the radio is go in a fewer, less commercials kind of direction. That's what we're going to start doing on January 1st.
Well,
so look forward to it.
Like, if you're used to, like, Hulu or YouTube for watching programs and the amount of commercials there, and then you flip on the television for the first time in a long time, it is just shocking how much of the time is spent with commercials.
Well, to be fair, they are increasing that time on YouTube, from what I understand.
Yeah,
they're testing to see how far they can push things with their advertising.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, having a subscription for heated seats, personally.
Yeah, we talked about that this week, as a matter of fact. It's crazy stuff that the car companies are doing.
I just want to say I'm really excited about the fact that, like, a lot of times we just have these great conversations that we have to have during the break, and everyone has to miss out on those, and it'll be nice to cut those down.
Yeah, that's a fact. Well, so we'll still have a chance to grab a bathroom break or whatever, but it'll be less often. So I think that's a good thing because it'll be more uninterrupted conversation and hopefully more happier listeners out there. Anyway, let's go back to Sarah. She was going to tell us about something that's happening there in New Mexico with abandoned hotels. Sarah, what were you trying to say?
Yeah, so Albuquerque our city wants to take those abandoned hotels and turn them into low-income apartments. And so I just think it's a really wonderful idea, and California has started this. So my question is, why did it take so long?
Who is going to run these apartments? Is the Albuquerque city government going to be in charge of this program? How is this going to operate?
Well, I think it's like Albuquerque Housing Authority or some kind of a low-income apartment. I don't know who. They might give it to, like, Heading Home. I don't know what agency is going to take care of it, but it's going to be definitely subsidized.
Okay. Yeah, that figures.
Okay, so that people that don't have money can get an apartment if they're approved. Like, it could be 100% subsidized to homeless person that has a social worker.
How many abandoned hotels are there in Albuquerque?
I'm not keeping track of all of it.
Do you see them? I mean, there's enough to where you're like downtown and you're looking around and there's an abandoned hotel?
Or is this just something you sort of hear about?
I've seen them like hotel, like Motel 1, and it still has like $29.95 on it. And, you know, that's
wow.
That's been closed for a while.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I think they stopped doing business like 8-10 years ago. I
damn.
Because most hotels are going for what, $89.95 here. That's a so called economy inn is like $90.
Right.
Economy
yeah.
Lodge. Yeah, so, well, I mean, so that's an abandoned.
So the thing is, I'm with you as far as not wanting to see these things go wasted, but yeah. what you realize is that the reason that these go wasted is because of the incredible amounts of regulation on what is required to have housing mm-hmm. or hotels. There's yeah. an incredible amount of oversight for that, so it's really expensive just to have a hotel, and it is impossible to run these at the like low-cost housing of where they're at so that they don't just get wasted.
Yeah, this sounds like... And thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing this up because it is an interesting issue. I mean, you could point out that the reason why there's a problem with homeless in the first place usually is because of some of these regulations that you're right. talking about. It's very expensive to build any new housing if you can even get the permission slip from the government to build the new housing, which, of course, keeps housing costs high and out of the reach of the poorest of people. So if people fall on hard times, then they find themselves out in the streets.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have to make sure that you are making enough money to pay the government for the taxes for the land of having that place. So it's not like yeah. you can just charge like a low, low amount so that they have somewhere that isn't a cardboard box to sleep in that like, yeah, sure, it drips and it's got mold, but, you know, I'm not going to freeze to death. No, that's not allowed. You have to make a certain amount just mm-hmm. to make the ends meet.
Yeah, if they really did care about the homeless, they would deregulate the housing market
right.
and allow people to build low-cost housing and allow them to build it how they wanted to. Now, as far as safety is concerned, that's always the big concern. Oh, well, this could fall in on itself.
Well,
and,
being on the street in a cardboard box isn't very safe.
Yeah, you can allow the market to handle this where most people are going to want to insure their property, and the insurance companies will provide the safety protocols as far as what level of requirements, electrical and all the work that has to be done.
And you see that the military cannot possibly follow the codes that it requires everyone else to, so they just aren't required to when they build their housing.
Right. There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that is on your mind, especially if you want to weigh in on this. And also they could, if they wanted to, just not hit people with property taxes as well. And that would be another way to keep costs down and make housing affordable without having to use subsidization, which is just welfare provided by the productive. There's more.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are no longer open. They are completely occupied, with the exception of the SIP line. If you want to call us on our SIP line, you can learn how to do so at sip.freetalklive.com. We have five lines on the regular phone number.
Phones are packed.
And then one line on the SIP line. If you heard TJ's call earlier tonight, he was on the SIP line.
Sounded great.
He sounded great. So you will sound pretty great, too, if you're on our SIP line. You can learn how. It's SIP, SIP.freetalklive.com. There's a, you know, got to jump through a few hoops. There's some steps involved in getting it set up.
You got to have some technical aptitude.
But it's easier now than it's ever been. I found a better provider, one that actually works much better than the previous one and makes it a lot easier. So try it out over at SIP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the regular phone lines where Joy is on the line in Spokane, listening to KXLY, I believe. Go ahead, Joy.
Hi. I called last week about guns, but this is a different topic.
Sure.
I just caught the tail end of the person who had called in. And in Spokane, we actually right now, that I know of, we're using two hotels that were no longer being used as hotels for housing. And one is being used primarily for Ukrainian refugees. And so the families come in, and there's a lot of support services around them. And so it's supposed to be temporary housing. And I've been to a couple of dinners there with the residents, and it's actually a really nice, they have a nice big dining room. I guess in the summer there's the pool that the kids and others can use. But they're leasing it. They haven't bought it. It's a new nonprofit called Thrive International. And so they've worked with donations and other sources of funding to be able to put this together.
So just to clarify, and you're saying Thrive purchased this old distressed hotel property and
they're leasing it.
Okay.
Leasing it.
Is Thrive funded by, you know, Washington State or the federal government at all?
You know, I'm not sure. They may have gotten some of the Washington State and the city have a lot of funds for affordable housing. And some of it is from the still from some of the CARE Act or from the COVID funds. But they I know Inslee has put a lot of money in this year's budget and in the next 2 years' budget for affordable housing.
Well, if it's being done on a voluntary basis, if people want to come together and create a mutual aid society to help refugees, I think that's a wonderful thing. If people are doing this without using the threat of the government against their neighbors, then I'm all for it, if that's what's happening.
Well, absolutely. And Catholic Charities has also taken over a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some neighbor, and they're doing a lot of housing in Spokane. And so some of it is family, some of it is more SROs.
Usually the Catholics, they got plenty of money, so they don't need to be dipping in at the federal trough, right? Like, that's probably all privately funded.
SROs? What's an SRO?
Single residency occupancy. Studio.
So you probably have to go to like a Catholic mass or like have some sort of religious protocol, some sort of program that you follow there, right?
No. Catholic Charities is a housing first organization.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't, with this hotel, they are taking some straight from the street homeless. Mm-hmm. And I think they aren't supposed to use drugs or alcohol.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that it's fine, too. By the way,
it's different. I was just going to say it's a little bit different. We also have Union Mission Gospel Mission, and they are, yes, they, you profess a love for Jesus, and they want people to be clean.
Yeah, I think that's totally fine. I mean, and thank you, Joy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you on that. I think that if you are going to be running an operation where you're helping people out, just like the Salvation Army, the word salvation is right there, right? Like, they are trying to help people find their religion, and I think that's okay.
It's my understanding, at least within the state of Washington, that I think the Union Gospel Mission might be the exception, that these religious organizations will provide these charity services without any sort of, you must attend or be. It's my understanding that most of them do not. There is opportunity, though, for their missionaries or mm-hmm. their, preachers, pastors, reverends, that kind of thing, to then, come and sort of preach and see if they can, talk people, or convert people into the religion. But it's not a requirement of them to receive the charity.
That's cool. I think there should be all of those things, right? Like, who knows which way works the best? I don't know.
But
you don't see the atheists setting up these hotels, right?
It's true.
They could.
Yeah. I mean, and if you subscribe to the idea that the best way to have morality is to have a particular religious belief system, then okay. If you want to see the world a better place, then you kind of want to get a little bit more of those ideas into people's minds, and you're happy to, house them and feed them to do it.
You feed somebody, they might pay attention to what you're trying to say to them. That's for sure.
I mean, the way I believe in property rights, if I have the money, I'm absolutely going to want you to know a little bit about how that works.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones here. Sydney on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sydney.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I listen online, and it's my understanding that, like, the little commercial breaks that happen even on the online stream,
yes,
your affiliates, they blast their own advertisements at that time, right?
Tends to be the case, yes.
Yeah, so I was just curious, how are you going to extend the format of your show to skip a couple commercials? Do you have to lose affiliates, or what would the affiliates do if you're still live and they want to go to commercial?
The stations, we reach out to all of them. That's the reason why we haven't pulled the switch on this. We're not pulling it until January 1st. I thought of this all the way back in September.
As you say, it's been a while.
Yeah, and if I had my druthers, I would have just pulled the switch right then. But that would have been rude to our radio affiliates, who they need to have a heads up on this. So I spent the next few months basically contacting all of our stations along with the great guys over at Genesis Communications Network. We kind of double teamed it, where me and the affiliate relations guy there have just been hammering the phones and the emails of all of our affiliates, because sometimes it takes weeks to get somebody on the line, especially post COVID. The stations are even more skeleton crew than they were before COVID. So it's a challenge to try to call 185 radio stations and get them all on board with making a change. But basically, we had to talk talk to people. We had to talk to all the programmers and say, look, this is the direction we want to go. We hope that you'll come along with us. We're going to make this change. But I did call some of them in advance, the ones that would be most affected by it. I did kind of like a sampling to see what they would say, and almost all of them said, this is a great idea. We think it's great. We're on board. And 98% of our affiliates are totally on board, and there's like three iHeartMedia stations that one of the iHeartMedia executives got a little upset about it, and he said, nah, we're done at the end of the year. But otherwise, most of them are going to stick with us. So, nice. I mean, I think we'll probably end up with like 180 stations instead of 183 or 84 or something at the end of the year. And so, yeah, most people were happy about it, and they see the value. They know that new media is tough competition. Mm-hmm. Radio stations have finally woken up to this.
Yeah, it's an infinite number of channels correct. That we're now competing with.
Yeah. Does that answer your question, Sydney?
Yeah, it does. Just another quick question I have. Do all the affiliates play the full show, or do they just kind of drop in and drop out on different hours?
Free Talk Live is a show that is flexible for radio stations, so there's some shows out there that if you don't take all 3 hours, you can't take their show. But our show is like, hey, whatever you want, man. You want an hour of the show?
Yeah.
Take an hour. WKHM in Jackson is on from 9 to 10 every weeknight, for instance.
I don't think that anybody takes less than an hour, though, right?
No, it's pretty rare.
Yeah. And if you're curious, and you can just go to affiliates.freetalklive.com, and it'll show you, this one has 1 hour, this one has three.
Correct, yeah. And we're all 7 days a week live, so some stations just take us on a Saturday night, and some take us both nights on the weekend. Some take us all 7 nights a week. Some only take weeknights. Some only take 1 hour per weeknight. So it's really like an a la carte thing, whatever works best. And we want to be flexible for our affiliates, so that way they'll come back to us when they need something somewhere else. We got an open hour in the overnights. Great. Plug us in. Do whatever you need to do. Sydney, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Let me make a last really quick. Daryl W. Perry used to do like a new segment. I thought that was really good, really interesting, and a great perspective, liberty perspective. I'm kind of disappointed with the new service that you have now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, Daryl stopped doing his news a couple of years ago. We had Fox after that, but they were terrible. Yeah. They were never consistent with their timing on their so-called five-minute news. Sometimes it would be a four-minute news, and we'd have like a minute of dead air, and they have commercials.
If you want to put something together, let me know.
Fox has a pretty heavy bias, so I mean, that part seems to have come.
I mean, the ones we have now are also a status bias as well, but there's no libertarian news product out there. If there was, I'd put it on the air. So, Sydney, please put one together 7 days a week, or at least 5 days a week. We'll get away with the weekend edition or something like that. Appreciate your call. If you didn't get on tonight, just call us again tomorrow and call earlier in the show so we can get you on. All this last-minute calling tonight. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com and beer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.